The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
The trees are beginning to change color, the days are getting shorter. Ridiculously attractive 8th grade science teachers are getting ready to, they're laying their traps, and that can only mean one thing. School is back in session. Almost. For some people.
A young man's fancy has turned to homework.
Right, exactly. School's
and
back.
And boners.
And boners. Homework and awkward boners.
So sexy.
This is my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. Today we're going back to school. I am your brother cum laude, Justin McElroy.
I am your class clown, Travis McElroy.
And I am the valedictorian.
Oh.
You don't get my name. You okay. Get a fart sound.
So today we're talking back to school, everything school related, comprehensive back to school guide for the youngsters out there and the young at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to help you readjust to your class schedule.
And the people, maybe the people taking adult learning classes.
Maybe you're at the annex. Yeah. You're at the annex. Griffin, how did you feel back as a youngster when school would
session? I just had a conversation about this. I got really excited when it was back to school time.
You know what, me too.
I fucking love school supplies so much. I get excited when I walk through the stationery aisle and when I come August, walk through the stationery aisle of the HEB, and I'm like, oh, I gotta get some Lisa Franks.
I was straight up packing my backpack like 3 weeks prior to school. I was the biggest nerd.
Yeah, picking my outfits. For me, it wasn't about the institution. I didn't care about like getting wiser. I just cared about like
seeing be seen.
Yeah, what fashion girls were going to be in my classes, and also whether kids were going to like my zip-off khaki shorts.
And you know what's funny? That stops like 3 days into school. Like, yeah, you're like, yeah, got to get back. And then like you're there for 15 minutes, and you're like, oh, wait, this sucks.
That's it's right. The same shitty people in all my classes who all kind of don't like me because of my fucking khaki zip-offs.
That's why there was always that excitement when like you're in the middle of fourth grade or something, and there's a new kid, and you're like, what the? This could be anything. This isn't that dude I've known forever.
But he's just maybe like he's other like a dudes, wizard. But a little different.
And then he's boring.
I did like it, though, when people would reinvent themselves over the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd come back, and they'd
come
be
back,
into
and
a
they have
whole
a French accent.
Yeah, whole new tip. But let's get to the questions. Let's see if we can help you with our own back-to-school conundrums. I will soon be a freshman in high school. Almost all my siblings have gone to the school I'm about to attend, and they've all taken an athletic route without any significant academic achievements. On the contrary, I have chosen to be in marching band, and I'd rather read a good book or play video games than play a sport. How can I deal with the complaints and negative comments from my family and students who knew my family's legacy? That's from Lethargic in Illinois.
So when you say that no academic achievements, your siblings are just like super stupid,
like,
right?
Really, really dumb.
Okay.
I have a dumb family, but I am trying to reinvent myself. Hey, listen. Hey, you know what? You're about to go into high school. Let me help you out with some advice that may seem counterintuitive. Just do some sports. Girls love it.
You know, you gotta do some sports.
You gotta get fit. You're gonna look amazing. You're gonna get super toned. You're gonna, and listen, video games, good book, great books, whatever. You can
you
have someone read them to you.
In the privacy of your own home, in the dark, where no one can see.
Yeah. You'll be plenty of time, enough time to read when you're old and married.
There's not a video game alive that can help you blast your pecs and core and your arms. You can't tone those arms while playing Mario Kart.
God knows.
Get sinewy, get fit, get muscly. That would be my primary advice to you would be cut it off before it's too late. Stop reading, stop playing video games, get into sports.
Get strong and get dumb, like the rest of your sports star family.
Just start headbutting your brothers and like.
Yeah, you've got it in you. Why are you denying your gift?
The sports magic is in you. I can hear you. You are from a lineage of sports stars.
What about shit like track? You don't even have to be big.
You could just run and jump like an MVP.
Come on. Man.
Get fit.
Get for fit. What? Catch all of those
Do you know
balls.
Why you don't like sports? Because you're not fit.
Because you're not fit. You're one of those like 90-pound weaklings, and you need to send away for that kit on the back of the boy's life that's going to make you big.
Hey, did you use whey and protein? Do you use protein whey? Slurp down some smoothies. Powder. Justin, give him some smoothie tips.
Try some fruit in there.
Put get some fruit in that smoothie.
Try
goofster.
Some fruit in your smoothie, you goof. You're going to get healthy. You're going to get some
You're going to get so fit and look so good and feel good about yourself.
You and your family will finally love you and accept you.
Have you seen the new kid? Like Sephiroth already accepts you. That battle is good. Charles Dickens and Kurt Vonnegut think you're the tits. Move on.
Now it's time to get that Peyton Manning seal of approval. Get fit. Get right. Get dumb. And get ladies.
Step one, get dumb. Step two, get big. Step three, get ladies.
Get the ladies.
I want you to
now listen.
So
now
big.
Listen. This glory will be short-lived.
Yeah.
I can't. This is really also important. You are going to really regret this.
Like, oh, then you get into college and it's like, oh, you're failing all your classes.
Yeah.
And we don't want you on the football team because they're much bigger than you are.
You got a pretty good grade in running. But you can't major in that anymore.
Yeah.
It's not 1930s.
And if all else fails, I guess you could compete in, like, debate. That's something competitive your family could get behind, right?
Oh, that's...
Boxing is a kind of debate, right?
Fist
that's
debate.
Like a gentleman's debate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, do that Lincoln Douglas shit, and you're, like, pounding the pulpit and screaming. That stuff's awesome.
But he's going to break his arm. He's going to break his...
Oh, yeah, because he's made of glass.
For baseball season, when it comes around.
Yeah. Maybe get fit with one season, and then with the other season, read. Like, don't do football.
Oh, what if he was the biggest?
That's a folly, because I go with a two-sport schedule. I like to keep my baseball in the summertime, and then when it's summertime hot, and then football in the fall-winter season.
Let me throw this out there, though. What if he became the biggest, bulkiest, fittest debater?
Yeah.
And he was just a huge, like, hulk of a man standing behind the tiniest pulpit.
That would be cool. I would say maybe get fit, but don't do sports, maybe. Maybe your family will love you then. It's hard to say.
Don't be that fucking... No, fuck that. Listen, I'm having a hard enough time out here as it is in the wastelands. I don't need fucking good-looking dudes trying to, like, take over the very small corner of the earth that I've managed to fight off.
Carve out that little niche for yourself.
I carved out a little niche. I don't need any sexy good bodies. Like, oh, me, sports? No, how droll. I
could be, of course.
But I'm in a band now, so.
I could be the greatest sports.
I pretty much just keep it to hacky sack.
Yeah. Pretty much just hack.
Just light sacking during my lunch hours.
Hey, I'll be a sophomore in high school in a few days. And while I got good grades my freshman year, I didn't do a whole lot of extracurriculars. Like, seriously, I did jack shit. What are some extracurriculars that you three would recommend? Preferably something that would look good on a college application, but all suggestions are welcome. Austin, North Carolina. Did you guys, when you guys were growing up in high school, did it seem like kids got into extracurricular activities and you had no idea
how you even started doing that?
Yes. Where did that train depart from? Because I don't know how you got on board with these. Like, people are running around doing things and being in clubs that I had no way of knowing.
Well, my problem was, like, this idea of looks good on a college application. Like, that blew my mind. We're like, why are you doing that? So it looks good on a college application. I'd be like,
yeah, but
they don't
do
give two shits.
In my mind, chess team and Skull and Bones are, like, the same sort of level of shadowiness. They're
like,
both
I had no idea how does it work?
You just stand in the hallway and yell, I want to be chess team! And then someone comes and they grab you and they pull you into a dark room and they put a hood over your head. And then the next day you're on chess team.
And you go through a blood ritual to become a mathlete.
Mm-hmm. I guess you have to be able to read.
Step one.
Step one, be able to read.
I just knew how to get into the pictures for the yearbook. Like, I wasn't in the clubs, but on picture day, every time every club was called, I was like, oh, that's me. That's FHA, good. I'm in there.
That's good to find clubs that are that look good but are not really real. Like, we had one called, like, Scroll and Quill or something like that when I was in high school. And just for people who did media classes. It's like, all right, fine.
People who love parchment.
Yeah.
My favorite was doing getting in the picture for, like, the Latin club. And the Latin teacher was looking at me going, I don't remember you in any classes ever.
I'm like, I don't believe you were extant.
You could do
cooking,
student council. Yeah. I don't even know what they do.
By extracurriculars, do they mean school sanctioned extracurricular activities, or can this just be like off court activities when you're not in school time?
So like,
I don't know, like 4-H.
Yeah, are you like fucking boxcar racing? Like,
I thought you were going even further. Like, my extracurricular is like crime fighting.
Yeah, no, sure.
I think you should. I think you should make up an extracurricular activity that is not school sanctioned, because then it's like it shows you have stick-to-itiveness and you have innovation.
Clever.
Yes. Cleveritis. Maybe you start a camp that cleans up trash in the neighborhood.
Ooh.
That's good.
Have you considered LARPing?
Maybe LARPing.
Did you even consider LARPing?
How does LARPing look good on a college, unless you're going for a fine arts degree, how does LARPing look good on a college application?
Well, if they don't think it's cool, they won't know what it is.
Ooh.
That's a good point. You might confuse them.
Intimidated.
Ooh, if you don't know that LARP stands for live action role play, it kind of sounds like it could be like a sophisticated activity. Like, it sounds like something. It sounds like something you do with
Sounds like you're farting with your eyes.
Falcon bow.
No, if you said LARP. You were a LARPist.
Yeah. Well, don't say that.
Oh.
He's a convicted LARPist. He got convicted on 3 counts of LARP.
It was a fair trial and an impartial judge. It was a pretty cold
case.
There's
no such thing as an impartial judge or jury in a case involving LARP. There just isn't. Everybody has a bias.
That's true.
Are you guys ready for your first back-to-school trivia point from the movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Jesus.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
In the original script, Rodney Dangerfield's character was poor, but Harold Ramis suggested that it be changed to make him rich. Pretty much changing the entire movie to a different movie.
Pretty much the whole film got flipped on its ear that day, that fateful day.
Listen, he's poor and he can't do shit because he wants to go back to school, but he can't. That's the movie. That's pretty interesting. Let me throw this out. He has unlimited resources and he's able to do whatever
he wants. Infinite money, but he still kind of wants to get an education.
So, just so I'm clear, you want to make a movie about an adult man who is poor because he didn't go to college? Like, that's not a plot. that's not a plot. That's my AutoZone.
Oh, Jesus.
No, those guys are great.
Let's do a Yahoo Answer question. This one was sent in by Pandapocalypse. Thanks, you. It's by Yahoo Answers user I'm All Yours, who asks, best places for sex in college? Just curious, because sometimes it's hard to find a good place. I try to do it in my dorm sometimes, but it's not easy because I would never want to do it in front of my roommate. That would look horrible on my part. So please, what places did you have sex while you were in college? Thanks.
There's only one place to do it.
Yeah, in your bed.
Dean's couch.
Whoa!
Sorry, Dean, asshole.
McElroy!
I just had some sex on your couch, Dean. Hey, big man. I just had sex on your couch, Dean, asshole.
Don't sit on the middle cushion anymore. That one's mine.
Hey, I'm playing that with my own human musk, Dean.
Unhuman Musk was the name of my college jam band.
See those wavy lines coming off? But that's my sex steak.
I hate you, brutal. Dean. I hate you so much, Dean.
Why wouldn't you let me into your college? I'm not a student here.
This is a conundrum. This is a real pickle. Like, if I had the...
You ask your roommate to hop into the common room and play some GoldenEye.
Well, sometimes fucking roommates suck dick, and sometimes they'll just kick in the door and be like, "Sup, fucking?" Like, yeah, I am. You can clearly see that I'm doing that.
Does your... At my school, we had two libraries, because one closed.
And one was for fucking.
And one... So the closed one was pretty much just for fucking. And that old books Drinko? That nobody read anymore.
That's the haunted one, though, right? The Stacks?
The Stacks, yeah.
Every college has a Stacks, I've learned.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And that's a good place to do it if you're not worried about spectral observers.
Yes. Oh, there's one place they love. It's old book Stacks.
Every episode, it's just either we're talking about killing horses or we're talking about horny ghosts.
Yep.
Now, someday we're going to combine those two, and we're going to have a six. Ever. It's going to be a TV series. It lasts for 6 seasons. Mm-hmm. It's going to star Mandy Patinkin as the
as the horny ghost horse
whisperer.
Horny ghost whisperer.
The horny ghost horse whisperer. I hear them.
First of all, true love waits. So don't do it, because the last thing you need in college is like AIDS and stuff. But I think that your parents' house. When you're when you're house sitting it.
Okay, that's a pretty specific situation.
When you're, can you go to a hotel? Do you have those kind of those kinds of fungible assets required? You can find.
They're
like
in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can find like a Motel 8 for like $35. And is it worth $35 for you to get your dick wet?
They're not in high school. They're in college.
This person's on Yahoo Answers. They're not a fucking idiot. Like. I need to have sex. What in hotel? Like, they know hotels. If they want to have sex at a hotel, they just
listen,
go.
But they ask for suggestions. Maybe they didn't fucking think of
hotel. If they're dating this person and boning on the reg, they're not going to pay $35 a night. Be like, are we getting lucky tonight? Should I make a reservation?
You know what, you guys? I'm hearing a lot of talk and not a lot of answers from the two of you.
I say don't get over this hang-up about not wanting to do it in front of your roommate.
Make him deal with it.
Yeah, give him a show till he leaves. Call his bluff.
Do you guys know how many people are on the Earth right now? 7 billion. Where on the Earth can you fuck that nobody can see you?
Oh, everyone can see you all the time.
Everyone can always see you.
Yeah, think about that. At any given point, there's some satellite taking a picture of you for Yahoo Maps or Google Maps fucking.
Sorry, Yahoo Maps?
Yeah, I made that up.
Have you guys been to Yahoo Maps? It's like Google Maps, except everybody, it's sort of a crowdsource engine that people can just give you directions to shit. Like... I need to get to Dairy Queen.
By the way, don't have a one-night stand with somebody you're in a class with.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
That's a real good way to turn Math 101 into avoiding eye contact 104.
Don't have one-night stands at all.
Yeah, don't okay. do that.
I think it's a mistake.
If you
want to turn college into something shady and boring.
if you
want to turn college into just a series of pregnancy scares and STD tests... Yeah, what?
Listen, a ship in a harbor is safe.
A dick in a vagina is not.
No, it's not. Don't say those two words, Travis.
Don't say that word. It's okay when Griffin says it, but when you say it, you make something dirty and terrible.
A dick and a vagina. You say it wrong. You say it wrong like that.
You say it like a British dockhand in the mid-1800s. It's horrifying.
Like a vagina.
Ahoy, dick.
You stress the I in a way that is unpleasant to me.
So how am I supposed to say it?
Vagina.
Vagina.
Travis, God damn.
Ugh. Ugh.
Hey, can we, can you...
Talk about anything else.
And this is just, I'm still coming up with ideas where you can have sex because we didn't give this person anything. I think that... Can you rent some scuba gear and then, like, go in a river?
I don't think you need scuba gear for a river.
So but you would need to get under the water because then nobody could see you under the waves of the. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have to be a river. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
they have scuba classes at college. Both of you take a scuba class, go down to the bottom of the pool, get that wetsuit off, take some sort of. You will need something down there. I think you know what I mean.
Like a harpoon?
No, like a... It's not going to be pleasurable.
Oh, okay. This is utilitarian fucking. Like,
Travis, you're going to need
something. You make me so angry sometimes. Because now all I'm going to be thinking about for the rest of the show is whaler sex.
Thar she blows.
Yeah.
Does she? I heard she did. I'm going to ask her out this weekend. So I hope that that helps you.
It's really,
I hope it doesn't.
It's really rough out there.
It's hard to find any place to have sex. That's why people are buying houses so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only place you can do it anymore.
Can you get a get a timeshare with your friends, your collegiate friends, and you can be like, "Where are you going? I'm going to the lake house."
That is honestly, I think that is the reason why people are required to live in the dorms the first year, like their freshman year, and be like, "Hey, let's make it really hard for them, so we make sure they all get apartments their sophomore year." And then they both.
It does make it really hard for them, though, because you're throwing a bunch of people who have never lived with another person before into a big, sexy miasma of sweet, sweet, opposite-sexed people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how am I supposed... I don't possess the tools required to handle that. I'm a grown-ass man now, and if you asked me to do that, I don't think I could. I think I would just, like, run through the hallway screaming, like... So many choices!
Partners everywhere!
Well, potential sexual partners, yeah!
Hey, Griff, if you're still single in a year, that might be a possibility. Maybe a back-to-school situation.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty sad reason to go back to school.
I will be teaching a couple of intro-level college art classes beginning the day this episode goes online. Aside from telling me what to teach, because I'm pretty much going to be winging it for the next 16 weeks, do you have any advice for me as far as how to present myself to the class? More importantly, how can I drop some impressive knowledge on these kids, i.e. keep my job, while also portraying myself as unpredictably volatile caricature of a teacher, entertaining myself? Winging it in Ohio.
Does he mean like a fucking Mr. Holland? Is he talking about like... being a teacher from a movie? Is that what he means by a volatile caricature of a teacher?
Yeah, I believe he's talking about something like a character you might see on the show Community. Well, that's a little wacky and crazy.
I see volatile, and I think straight up trunchbull.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get a trunchbull.
Like, make him eat the cake.
Yeah, like throw him in the chokey. This is what I'm talking about.
I think that if you throw somebody in the chokey, the day one, and you make them eat the cake day two.
Ooh, then guys.
For the rest of the semester, you can pretty much do what you want. They're not going to shake those images.
You can just skip work a bunch of days. They're not going to tell. They're just sit there in the classroom quietly. Terrifying. By the way, still looking for a place to have sex? Chokey.
The chokey.
It's a little pointy in there. It won't be the best doing it situation you've ever had, but you'll get the job done.
Yeah. Just keep Matilda out of there.
I think you definitely need to wear a tweed jacket, but maybe a loose tie so they know you're there for fun.
Mm-hmm. And
sunglasses and Bermuda shorts. Summer school.
Griffin, did you say you might be a little bi?
A little high, but that maybe also.
Either way. What?
Did you guys ever have like a really cool college teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who?
Sure.
This is a discussion thing, and you tell me about this.
Why would you, like,
do you want to know?
We went to different colleges. Like, do you want names? Office numbers?
Oh, no, you know,
tell me, what made him cool?
I will tell you this. Most of the teachers that I had growing up, you can tell the teachers that don't know their shit. The ones, to me, that I always ended up liking and respected had never let you forget that they knew, like, infinitely more about the subject than you did. So I think if you keep that dangling over their heads at all times, maybe ask some questions that they'd have no way of knowing, and then answering like they're a dumbass.
What is art? Drop that shit on them. One
incorrect. Day,
one. I had one teacher, and he taught one of the political history classes I took, and he had assigned like all these books, probably like 12 books for reading throughout the course of the semester. And one day in class, it was this huge like 75 person class. He goes, "Did anybody do the reading for today?" And nobody raised their hands. And he flipped shit, like just started screaming nonsense and like pounding his desk and just got up and walked out without any explanation.
Whose fault is that, Travis?
Well, and then the TA just looked at everyone and went, "Well, I guess that's class for today." And after that, I fucking did the reading every single time.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it. That's what I'm saying.
That's what teaching is.
Chokey day one, eat the cake day two, and then no one gets out of line. And then you can be cool. They'll just know. They have to know your loco. That's a problem.
That's the thing. You're never going to be their friend.
Guys, yeah. I hate this discussion that we're. I don't think. You got to inspire these kids. You got to put yeah. the art in them. Can Dangerous you put the minds. Art in them? Dangerous I want minds. You to like day one, like when they come in, just have a little lump of clay sitting at all their desks, and that's good because you can be like, create, and then they'll start making art,
and then give them butterfly kisses,
and then when they're done. With their art, making art, you go around and you tell all of them what a good job they did, and you go to the front of the class and you say, you know, I had you do this, and then you'd be like, because you guys are clay, I'm going to shape you into better people, better artists, and then you just walk out of the room.
Griffin, can I amend that just real quick? Uh-huh. Except for one student.
Just the one guy.
Student just walk over You're and clay your fist shit. Onto their thing.
Yeah. What is this shitty bullshit?
This is vulgar.
Get it out.
This offends my senses.
Or I will remove one of you each day.
What if
Survivor class?
What if you flip it and you tell everyone that they did an okay job, but then one kid who also did an okay job, you just fucking lift him up to the heavens.
Yeah.
And then tell him
at the end of the semester, like, just so you know, I was bullshitting you this whole time.
You're everyone, weak. Look at what Bradley made.
Bradley, it'll be like Jamie Foxx in that cello movie,
yeah,
with Iron Man in it.
Yeah,
that movie sounds Remember? Awesome.
Yeah, it's
pretty good flick.
Are you guys ready for another back to school trivia bit?
No.
Okay, great. Here it is. One of the last shots in the opening montage is of Rodney Dangerfield golfing. This was taken directly from his first film, Caddyshack. I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could just borrow scenes.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd be okay? like, hey, we're about 3 seconds short on this montage. Has he been in any golfing movies?
Lift Is that it. Cool?
We need just a quick 3-second clip. We're doing post-pro right now. We need a 3-second clip of Rodney as a cartoon dog. Can we just borrow that from you?
You know, this Jamie Foxx, Robert Downey Jr. vehicle is pretty good. Do you have any clips of Robert, like, shooting blasts out of his hands or flying around with rockets coming out of his feet or anything?
He's teaching him how to achieve his cello dream, but we also need him in a sweet robot suit. Just for, like, a 3-second behind the back, over the shoulder. If he could be talking to Gwyneth Paltrow, like, that, even better.
It's common when actors, they do actually have to do that a lot when actors die during filming because mm-hmm. they have to lift. Like, have you guys ever wondered? hold on, I can do this. Okay. Have you guys ever wondered why there's that one scene in Dark Knight when the Joker kisses cowboy Jake Gyllenhaal?
Uh-huh.
That's why.
I always wondered that. And then he yeah. was jousting for a bit, which I yeah. just thought was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss him so much.
Mm-hmm. I miss him every day.
I was just thinking about what a better movie
I should call Michelle Phillips.
That Cello Man movie would have been so much better if he'd been like, and now you're a cellist and you achieved your dream. Whoosh! Generals gathered in their mouths! Like, that'd be
so And then awesome. He solves the mystery with a few clues. Because uh-huh. he's also Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm entering my final read, fifth year of college. Hey, listen, I did it too, buddy. Mm. Don't feel bad. I've had an amazing 4 years. And I want to make this year the best. It's a victory lap by Winderby.
Yeah.
Hey, any fun ideas that you guys did in your final year? Or have you heard of any new college crazy happenings? I'm sick of beer pong and the same theme party ideas. What is something that will push this year over the top?
Graduating.
That'll really take this year over the edge. Just finish.
I heard that college kids nowadays, what they're doing in their final year is that they are just spending it in quiet contemplation.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about their future careers and maybe some goals and dreams they may have.
You got a long road ahead of you. Got a long road behind you. You've already done so much. Why don't you just consider the leaves?
You're sick of beer pong. Maybe it's time to get sick of studying for final exams.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something like that. I attended, we would throw an annual, beach party in someone's apartment where we would fill it with sand and then have a kiddie pool and then everybody wore beach wear. That was fun.
Justin, this sounds like a fucking ordeal. How did you get the sand out?
What vacuums? And it was a he decided that he was going to lose his security deposit early on.
Wait, was this the same apartment that you used to play that game where everybody would go in the bathroom and you'd cut open a bunch of fireworks and dump them in the sink and then light it and then see who could stay in the room the longest?
Yeah, we did that game.
Man, you were fucking dumb. Man, you were really dumb.
We did the game where we would put our initials in lighter fluid on the carpet and then light it.
Mm-hmm. Not a game.
Well, you can certainly lose it.
That's fair. You know what I did in my senior year is I arranged all my classes so that I had nothing on Fridays. So I had 3-day weekends every week.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
it was pretty sweet. Nice. And then that meant Friday was an all-day drinking day.
Batman Friday.
Yeah. You got Bloody Marys in the morning, mimosas at noon, and then beer at 5.
I love a mimosa.
That's how you're gonna put. Yeah, man, I could go for a fucking mimosa.
I know, right?
That is how you're gonna push this year over the top. Is if you find your physical limits.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah, like pushers. You need to know what you're capable of before you get into the real world.
Yeah.
Now, do you mean things like, you know, mental effort? Like you push yourself in endurance?
No, I meant training? Drinking.
Oh, okay. I was also gonna say eating challenges.
Hey, life is just one big eating challenge if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a note? After I said that about the sand, I can't remember if that's something we talked about doing or actually did.
The logistics of that is really rough.
If you went to college with me and we did that, that was cool. If I didn't do that, just keep it to yourself, okay?
You have so many things that you did that were wonderful with that crew you used to roll. I feel like we could do
it. Like that time that Travis gave that kid, gave Brandon McCoy a concussion.
Yeah,
which I still feel bad about.
You should. We were playing a game. This is another game. And in this game, one person would wear a motorcycle helmet, but technically it was a scooter helmet.
Uh-huh.
Because he bought it to ride in his scooter. And we would put the helmet on, and then another party would hit that person in the head with a bowling pin.
Mm-hmm. The Basher.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The Basher was the name of that position.
The Basher. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Basher would hit that person, and then they would switch. So, like, you didn't want to hit them too hard because they were going to hit you. So Travis was hanging out. It was the first time as a young man, probably still in high school. And we said, hey, why don't you take a swing with Brandon, who's a sweet kid we all hung out with.
And, He's even sweeter now.
He's even sweeter now because Travis did like a kind of a whirlwind, over-the-shoulder windmill.
A haymaker, I believe.
Yeah. A haymaker, if you will. And just drilled him. Dropped him like a sack of stupid bricks.
Now, to be fair, this was a time in my life where I was just like coming into my own physically, and I had no grasp of my own strength.
Don't try to play it off like it's your first day under the yellow sun. And you're just like, oh, shit. My powers are awakened. Like, you just drilled him.
I brained him real good.
You had like half of Mike's heart lemonade. You
drilled him. Oh, God. I could feel Mike coursing through my veins. Help me.
So he got a concussion. It's no big deal.
He's fine now.
He's fine now, I guess. I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Since that night, actually. He just kind of wandered off.
I like the story where you took Jason's iguana and you went out and you bought a lobster and you had the lobster and the iguana fight and said you would eat the loser.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too. Yeah, see, this is college. That's another thing you gotta do.
You gotta find a dumb group of friends and then just do as much dumb shit as you possibly can so you can tell stories about it later.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly it. You know what? I want to tell a story about how I need some money.
Mm, man, my fungibles are low.
Yeah.
Also my funyuns.
Travis, will you take us to the money zone?
Listeners Sam and Gabby would like to wish their friend Nick. Ah, damn it. Pronunciations, people. What do you guys think?
Ciarelli?
Ciarelli!
Nick Ciarelli! A very happy birthday. His birthday is August 28th. He loves pug dogs, and they want to wish him happy birthday, and they miss him so much.
They're going to miss him.
They're going to miss him.
He hasn't left yet, but presumably he's not there with them while they're reading this, so maybe they miss him right this second. Also, hey, listen, this is going out from Liz, and we need to talk to our buddy, Emil. He's a fan, which is good, but pretty much we're the only thing in his life that's working out right now.
Shit is rough for Emil.
Yeah. He got his house broken into, got a hard drive stolen, and like all his recordings and musics were on there.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
I know. He went through a bad breakup.
Because he found out his girlfriend broke into his house.
Yeah. Hey, lady. That's out of bounds. The receipt for this message got cut off. So what it says here is the dude is S.A., which presumably he's sad, but it could. But we want to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
The dude isn't sad. The dude was sad yesterday. Today, we and the dude are turning it around. The dude is savage.
What?
Turn it around, Emil.
There was this
savage.
There was a roll of thunder coming from somebody's microphones when you said that.
From mine. Wasn't it amazing?
That's fucking
amazing.
Powerful, man.
Yeah.
I hope that picks up.
Can the dude also be savory?
Yes.
The dude is savory.
Mm. This dude is real good.
But he's not as sated. Mm-hmm. He's not going to turn it around. He's not satisfied. All right? He's not sad anymore. He's not sappy. He's savage.
Oh, my God.
He's
the dude is a Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Can we get Sasquatch going as an adjective for something that's working out, bro?
This mm-hmm. bro.
That
this
dude bro is Squatch.
Straight. He's so Squatch.
He's so Squatch right now.
So Squatch.
Did you see he just went to the big debate and he Squatched it.
Mm. He Squatched the whole thing. He's so massive. To Nick, happy birthday. To Emil, stay savage. Get savage.
Randy Savage.
You. Turn around.
I miss you, Randy Savage. You know, I also miss Yahoo Answers. Here's one I found. It's by Yahoo Answers user Quester, who asks, when grind dancing and a boy gets a boner, are you supposed to continue? This is sort of back to school themed, right? Like you,
I guess.
Oh, if it's like a homecoming dance,
yeah. Let's say this is really the only time that you. If you've ever been to a club or party or a high school dance, and seen people dancing with their pelvises together, then you've just witnessed grinding.
Deal with it.
Sometimes
you or someone you know has already been grounded.
Someone got thrown.
Do you know where your pelvis is at?
I threw you into the pestle and the mortar, and I done ground you. Sometimes referred to as
muddled.
Freaking, or freaking. Freak dancing, or yes. Winding.
No, not that one.
It's most commonly associated with hip hop and house music, or. How most kids do it at my school, the boy is in the back and the girl is in the front, and they make figure eight movements.
What?
Wow.
That's really complicated.
Focused.
Do you go to that fame school?
I said left, Debbie. Left. Jesus
Christ. I am in the League of Extraordinary Freakers, and I do a figure 16.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's basically two figure eights stacked end to end.
I'm sorry. What is the question?
Yeah.
When grind dancing and a boy gets a boner, are you supposed to continue?
No, you've won. That's the end of the game.
That's a pretty good game.
Boner achieved.
Yeah. You point at his boner and you laugh. Then you run away.
There's only three stages. Soft, hard, ground off.
Yeah.
If you keep going, the next thing that happens is you're going to grind that sucker off.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Into powder.
You'd be like broken off? Like gone?
Like grind it off. Just be like a nubbin down
there. I gotta
stop! Please stop!
Oh god!
Why are you still going?
Why do you have a cheese grater in there?
You left me with something about a nubby acorn.
The sequins! The sequins are so
much. Oh god, the sequins are abrasive!
Why is this Maxwell song so long?
If only we could stop of our own volition.
Middle of figure eight. You know what figure eight means? Is infinity. Think about it.
The Mobius strip of grinding is killing my penis.
It's like a snake eating its own boner. Of course you're supposed to continue. Like, that's the point. Why would you do that thing if that wasn't the intended purpose of it?
I feel like that scene would play out like this. Grind dancing. Oh my, it seems that by pressing my pelvis against your pelvis, it's caused some sort of physical arousal to occur.
I can't
How
help but
unexpected.
Notice. I don't understand why a lady is asking this question and not a dude. Like, what? It's a
Should I make her stop grind dancing on me?
It feels. I don't deserve how good it feels. No, I mean, like.
I'm ashamed.
That is a thing that every man in his time has to deal with.
Nope. You're wrong.
Fuck you.
You wear it proudly.
What? But everybody gets boners when they dance like this. Yeah. In this manner. Maybe you didn't.
I was like the 1950s. I don't think I've ever not got a boner when I danced.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you get a figure eight. A nice smooth figure eight going, it's guaranteed.
That's by myself even.
Yeah.
If I catch me in a mirror, I'm like, wow. What are you? It's like young Swayze in there. Come right out to play, stud. But it's me in the mirror. I get so confused. I'm like a parrot. just tapping on my pecs in there. Like, hey, good looking. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. That old chestnut.
And then do you stop dancing or do you keep dancing?
I never stop dancing.
That's right.
I never stop dancing. I don't know what about my autobiography title, Never Stop Dancing, would lead you to believe that I would at any point stop dancing.
You can't cry and dance at the same time.
Yeah, you can.
That's yeah, you art. Sure can.
Yeah, I swear. And that is the answer to what is art. I'm a girl. I'm getting ready to go off to college. I'm very excited. One thing that worries me is that I've never been kissed. Is this something I should have experienced by now, and will my complete lack of experience scare all the guys away? That's from Lucy.
Oh.
No, that's like the best thing.
Yeah.
That's great. You're going to be, okay. College is, high school, I don't think, is organically built to do a lot of kissing. I think people get some kissing done in there, but I think that college is even a more flexible environment for kissing. To facilitate that.
Lucy, can I share something with you? I'm going to tell you a guy secret, and Justin Griffin, feel free to deny this. When a guy meets a girl that he's interested in, he immediately worries about how he compares to every guy that she's been with before in every respect. Mm-hmm. And if you were straight up like, nope, you're the first one, that guy has got it on easy street.
I'm not worried about the guy in this situation. I'm worried about dear little Lucy here, because she's just gonna get. High school is good for just getting the shit beat out of you in every way imaginable. Not like physically, maybe, but like emotionally, spiritually. Oh, right. Like you are supposed to get fucking hurt. In high school, I'm supposed to get destroyed, build up those love walls, and I'm worried about you in college, like finding the wrong one, the wrong person, and that's so late in the game to like get hurt like that, to get roughed up, you know. You got to be careful, is what I'm saying. You got to make sure you can't give your kiss flower,
yes,
to the first Johnny come lately,
and you certainly can't call it that.
No.
Please, for the love of God.
Did you not like that?
Kiss flower? No. I think that's pretty much the grossest thing I've ever heard.
I think that's a good way to keep away all the crappy dudes and be like, I'm sorry, I can't give you my kiss flower. And
I don't want some shifty Lothario to come.
Oh, God.
Okay. This is getting worse.
Uh-huh.
You when you're in high school, you know, the thing about the populations is when you're... As you get into progressively larger populations of humans, the chances that you're going to meet somebody who you really, really click with continues to increase.
Mm-hmm.
So elementary school, no chance. No one's ever fallen in love in elementary school.
That's not true.
School,
hey, why don't you
middle
go,
school, no, never happens.
Why don't you go watch The Time Traveler's Wife?
High school, I would rather do that. High school, yes, maybe. But like when you get to college, the population is so wide... You're going to meet a lot of guys that are like just your sort. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be a big deal. You know, you kiss once, it's like, okay, this problem's over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's behind you. Just don't, you know, don't make yourself sick worrying about
this
it.
This is what I'm worried about, though, is that in college, I met so many women who were just like me, except for one thing, and that was that they were fucking terrible. Except for the one thing is that they were fucking terrible people. Like, oh, you like all the things I like, and we have such similar life experiences. Except you're kind of a bitch. Like, you kind of suck. I kind of don't like being around you.
But Griffin, that's the human dance. It's the experience.
What about this? What Lucy needs is a jaded, bitchy best friend.
Who is older than her?
Yeah. And, like, knows that's going to straight up, when Lucy meets a guy, bitchy best friend is like, I don't know, I'd watch out. He seems like a real douche to me.
Like somebody, yeah, a friend who's gonna like watch your back, mm-hmm. sort of sassy. I like that, Travis.
Because you're
yeah.
gonna Lucy's gonna fall. You're gonna fall so hard for the first right. dude that you meet that takes your kiss flower, and like, you gotta make sure that he's a good guy. You gotta make sure he's a yeah. nice guy.
And don't rush in anything you're not comfortable with, please, Lucy. In your
kids
excitement
these days
over this,
are growing up way too fast.
Just promise us you'll be careful. You'll be cool.
You're not a freak is the most important yeah, part. Because no. everybody's going, it's an even terrifying playing field going to yeah. college because there's nobody knows what they're doing there. So
when I went into my freshman year of college, I'd never done the butt. So
yeah, exactly. See?
The butt so. Is the latest dance craze.
right. I never.
There are very few dances that Justin's not proficient at, and the butt was one of them.
Now that number has dropped to zero.
Yeah.
Except when new ones are invented.
I'm doing the butt right now.
I'm doing the ducky.
Oh, man.
Hey, Travis, if you get a moment after the call, can you teach me how to ducky?
I'll see. I got some flashcards I could loan you till I'm able to be there.
That would be great. I need something that's sort of like your baby can read,
uh-huh.
but your baby can ducky.
Okay.
People seem to really like it last week when I bleeped out a swear word. And they all wanted to know what it was. So I think this week I'm going to bleep out because it was really great. Too gross to say. So I'm sorry, everybody.
But did you just say it again? Or
for saying it's going to be a good long beep.
Hey.
And don't ask me what the word... Don't tweet at me and text me and ask what the word is because it's a secret for my brothers.
Will you bleep it out if we say it?
Maybe. Let's find out. Yeah, I think I did. Okay. Damn it.
So here's another catty... fuck. Shit. Hold on.
You fucked up.
Here's another...
Outtakes.
Fuck. So here's another back-to-school tidbit. There's a scene where Derek distracts the opposing team's divers. It's not included when it's shown on TV because the actions he takes would have gotten him arrested in real life. I feel that that's a funny bit of editing. If you went through every fucking 80s movie and said, oh no, in real life, that would get them in some serious trouble. Like, every 80s movie on TV would be like 20 minutes long.
Yeah. That get him into real doggy doo-doo with the law.
Wait a minute. Law. You can't put a horse in that bedroom. Get out of here.
Here it is. Water, mister.
Did you guys know that in the film Billy Madison, during the academic decathlon, when Billy pulls his shoe out of the liquid nitrogen after freezing it, it's a right shoe, but he's still wearing his right shoe.
What?
Little continuity error tucked away in Billy Madison.
So now we switch from trivia to goofs.
This is our podcast top goofs movies.
Guys, Griffin. The suntan lotion smiley face on Billy's chest at the beginning of the film changes drastically between shots.
Say what?
Who's watching Billy Madison going, whoa, whoa, whoa? The frown was bigger than the eyes before.
I am that person.
You're not reading these, are you? You know these from heart.
Listen up, director Tamara Davis. You need to do better, because that smiley face tan lotion is changes. It changed drastically from moment to moment.
Through the course of that one scene? Or, like, his the belly cream is like a frowny face, or what's the deal?
Guys, I'd like to read you a user review of the movie Billy Madison, if I could. This is one of those lucky cases where the opening sequence of a movie gives you an excellent idea of what you're in for. If you do not enjoy Billy's sunblock song or the bit with the penguin, then you must turn off the movie and stop being such a nag about it. But for those of us who happen to enjoy movies that are silly and stupid, this is one of the best ones out there. 7 stars!
Is that a thing?
Yep. 34 out of 49 people found that review useful. Oh, I'm going to use that.
I want to use that information.
That's going straight into my thesis.
Oh, man. This review may contain spoilers. He makes it through school. He does it. Oh, God.
When Harry and Sally enter the diner in 1977, the credit card sticker on the door reads MasterCard. But at the time, the company was known as MasterCharge, and the current name was only adopted in 1979.
So, wow.
Just something for you guys to think about.
Awesome.
That's not really a back to school movie.
Kangaroo
I
Jack. Search.
Trivia. Okay.
Jerry O'Connell made the worst decision of his life and was in this movie with Anthony Anderson.
You say that, but you don't say that when he gets those $16 residual checks.
Thanks, Jack. I can eat this week.
He calls it his kangaroo smackers.
Oh, Jerry O'Connell, I wish I could slide you to another universe where you still
where that never happened.
Where you were still doing it.
I just want some more episodes of My Secret Identity. Is that possible? God, he's been in a lot of stuff, huh?
He sure has.
You can't keep him down. See him in Piranha 3D. He was great. Hey, Griffin.
I think he wrote this Yahoo answer that was sent in.
Okay.
Also by Pandapocalypse, a rare double from Pandapocalypse. Thank you. It's by Yahoo Answers user Christian Vaughn, who asks, a girl in my science class took my hand and put it on her breast?
Uh-huh.
I don't know her that well, and does this mean something? BTW, I can't find a good category for this one. Oh, shit, he put it in women's health.
She wanted a check.
Yeah.
Hey, could you look for lumps for me real quick in the middle of science class?
This is science. Palpate me. I need it.
Ugh.
I might bleep that one
out. Kids are the worst, aren't they?
Yeah.
This didn't happen to me.
I can't tell if this means something. Fucking, of course it means something. How could it not mean something?
Griffin, but I'm going to take you a little bit deeper. What if he's asking, like, does it mean something in, like, a Da Vinci Code kind of way?
Does it have a bigger meaning in the universe?
Yeah, like, what's she telling me about myself?
I think it means that Jesus had a son. That's what Da Vinci... Is that what
the codex has been cracked. You've done it, Griffin.
Catch.
I mean, like, it means something in the most...
It means she wanted you to put your fucking hand on her breast. Like, yeah, it meant that thing. It means that she's into you and she wants you to... Why are you fucking... You're on the internet right now and you're fucking typing in a question when you could just be squeezing a bosom over and over again all day long.
This girl in my science class put my hand on her breast and she said, yeah, yeah, get in there.
Get right in there.
I want to be inside this kid's head where he's going, huh.
I want to be inside his hand.
This is indicative of something.
I don't understand. She's just playing me hot and cold. She's not, like the- she's like... she's like... touching your wiener and you're like, I don't know.
What does it all mean?
What is this?
Griffin, can you cut out the part where I said I wish I was inside the hand of the kid squeezing the high school girl's boob?
Nope.
Okay.
But I will turn the volume up. So
hey, wait a minute. That's the opposite thing
when you
of
heard,
the thing that I needed.
When you heard that audio get pretty bad back there, that was that. Because I had to blast Justin.
I want to say, I'm not sure about the mental state of this girl when she needs a hand on her boob so bad she just reaches out, grabs wrist in the middle of fucking science class, Travis, and just plants.
Well, wait. Was this fucking science class? Because it makes
oh, that explains
sense.
Everything.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you're gonna get some blood down in those parts, like engorging it. It's gonna hit your pleasure nerves. In your pleasure cortex, it's gonna fire all your synapses.
Is there a worse word?
Did engorge?
Engorged.
I don't think so. Ugh. What if I said engorged?
Oh God!
Oh.
How do I know if a girl likes me?
Guys, how? I think something engorged. Might be wrong with my.
If you have one, there's something wrong.
My is missing.
Eep! It's a crime of the century. That Pink Panther got in there.
Oh, what a rascal.
What a rascal. Get out of there, you thief. Trix Rabbit got bored trying to get Trix. He stole my...
I'm definitely going to miss one of them.
Yep.
I'm not catching all these...
You gotta catch them all.
That was actually the plot of my favorite Atari game. Catch all my... It would fall from above and you'd have a peach basket.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, my wife is completing her teaching credentials for the state of California and will begin teaching the second grade next week. It's our first time with a classroom of her own, and since we're both big fans of the show, I wonder if you have some excellent advice for her to make a good first impression on her students and kick the year off right. That's from Root.
Kick a kid.
Kick a kid right in the...
Right into the chokey.
Yeah.
Then make him eat the cake. That's day two. I feel like that should be on every syllabus. Mm-hmm. Day one, I'm going to put one of you in the chokey. Don't let it be you. Day two, one of you is going to eat the whole cake.
Can you hammer throw a child out the window for eating two M&Ms?
Fire braids.
Fire braids. Fire pigtails.
God. There is one person out there who has not seen the hit film Matilda. Who
what the fuck are they talking about?
What are they on? What
but I love that in your mind, everyone else has seen it is going, oh, yeah, okay.
That is just the fucking best movie. Any movie with Rusty Roots Send Me On My Way in the soundtrack is pretty much going to be a surefire hit.
Really, Griffin? Because that also includes George of the Jungle with Brendan Fraser. Sure.
That was Dr. Fraser's best work, if you ask me my opinion.
Does he have an honorary letters degree from somewhere?
I listened to that song last night during a night of rabble rousing, and there is not anything better in music than the breakdown at the end of that song where the Rusted Root guy's like, hoo, like just fucking losing it.
Like, oh, man. Sounds like a hippie ghost. let's see. She's going to begin teaching the second grade. What did I like from my second grade to me is like the last one before it gets tough.
Shit gets rough.
When you hit third grade, you're going to get multiplication, division, and cursive if they're still breaking it down the way they used to.
They're not doing cursive anymore.
What?
Yeah, they've stopped doing cursive.
No, fuck you. Are you kidding?
Shut up.
No, I swear to God.
You can't just stop doing cursive.
You can't, because all you got to do is teach a kid how to fucking sign his name. And then that's all the letters that they're going to need to know. When do you use cursive except to like sign your checks?
No joke, guys. When was the last time you wrote in cursive?
Don't you have to use cursive when you write a check?
That's... No. What?
No.
Oh, what? That's what I've been doing. My bad.
You don't
what
do that.
What the fuck?
That's why it takes me forever to pay off my debts.
Are you shitting me right now?
I thought that was a thing. I felt like that was a thing. Like you had to write the amount in cursive or something.
Root, I'm very sorry. We cannot offer your wife any more practical advice this because the rest of the episode is about this. What the fuck?
What the
Travis?
Fuck are you talking about?
Is clearly, like I'm to, wrong. You clearly, like to, I'm no, wrong. I accept
no,
it.
No. We're gonna incept this. When did you start thinking the whole thing needed to be in cursive?
I believe it was in fifth grade when we played the Game of Life, or maybe it was sixth grade Game of Life at Kamak, and we got checkbooks and we had to fill out checks. And I believe I was told it had to be in cursive to count. And maybe that was just for the game, but that carried through the rest of my life.
So you can do, and I'm actually, I flipped it. I'm a little jealous right now because if you asked me, I could maybe do, I'm going to say like 15 lowercase letters in cursive and like no joke, 8 uppercase.
I can do the whole alphabet without
fuck
thinking.
Fuck off, man. That's so crazy to me. Like,
now, sometimes I have problems with the S's because that shit gets really tricky.
How come the lowercase letters are so much easier than the... Like, the lowercase letters seem pretty reasonable. Like, an N is just like an M, and an M is like an M with an extra hump. Like, I get all that. But once you get to uppercase, it's like when you make a Q, you have to draw a tiny maze. Like,
my favorite is things like it's a T, and then you put a line through it, and it's an F. Like, those two letters are so far apart in the alphabet. And so it's like, oh, I can just make this an F and put a line on it.
If you told me that you would kill my cat if I couldn't draw an uppercase cursive Z, I would just start digging a little hole. Because this is not going
to
happen.
I'm fortunate enough to have a G in my name, which is a real tricky character.
Mm-hmm. It's got like 8 loops in it.
It's got like a bunch of loops, and like I'll bust that out at parties because most people have erased the uppercase G from their mind so that they can remember lyrics to a Rusted Root song.
Mm-hmm. Travis, can you do me a favor? What? Can you, without looking, write a cursive alphabet and scan it? Can you do that and put it up on the forums so people can see your talents?
When you say,
I don't believe
when
you.
When you say without look, you mean like without looking on the internet?
Without doing
like,
any
without
research.
Looking at the paper.
Yeah, without doing any research right now, not like right this second, but as soon as the show's over, do that. Like write the whole cursive alphabet out.
I will do this.
Scan it or something.
I will do that.
Put it up on MaximumFun.org. forums.
I will do that. Blow everyone's minds.
Jesus, Travis, you're killing me.
Let's put this thing in park.
Okay, I want to hear Griffin's last question. I'm kind of freaked out right now, but I do want to hear it. This has been My Brother and Me. As you heard, we live at MaximumFun.org. There are forums there. Every new episode has a place on the forums, so come and discuss this one. If you have other questions, we try to be in there as much as possible to chat with you. There are many other fine MaximumFun.org, Maximum Fun Productions. There's Jordan Jesse Go. There's Judge John Hodgman. There's our buddies Stop Podcasting Yourself. You can listen to all those. Find them there at MaximumFun.org. We're on Twitter, if you like that. If that's your jam. We're at MBMBAM is our Twitter name.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of their song. It's a departure as our theme song from the album Putting the Days to Bed, which I just assume that everybody's bought at this point because it's like the best album.
Well, here's what you do. You buy it, you listen to it, you delete it, you buy it again.
Yeah, just keep that cycle going. You got to refresh because the MP3s, they get dusty.
Mm-hmm.
They get dusty after about a week.
They'll start to wear out.
Mm-hmm. So we want to thank people who... We love it when people tweet about the show. They include the MBMBAM hashtag to use the Twitter parlance. Thanks to Jam Cully, Silly Will, Ham Doctors as always, Granny Danny, Dan Napolitano, Dan Napolitano. Yeah, I nailed it first time out. Sure. Why not? Rory Michelle, Dowdy Game, James Gowdy, everybody that has talked about us, we really do appreciate it. Nick,
I really want to thank
Leith,
my favorite
Nick Reith. Sorry,
my favorite Twitter user is Mr. Face. Is my favorite.
I wish you wouldn't say these things to me.
Sorry,
wish you wouldn't do that. So, just tweet about our show, some quotes, or do like some people do and just tweet about random things that are happening in their life, like when our buddy Mason Your Face got stuck in an elevator.
Yeah.
Decided to keep us updated on that.
I'm glad they got out. I
appreciated that drama.
Pretty touch and go there for a while.
It was pretty good. But also, you should leave the NBA hashtag search up in your Twitter client of choice, because it gets crazy.
It gets pretty wild.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you as always. You guys are the best.
Share it with a friend if you can, if you get a moment. Just like show them our sampler, just get on YouTube and search them a Bim Bam. It's like the first thing that comes up, and just like show them that, and maybe they'll like it. Maybe it'll be something you can talk about with them.
And if you want to get a personal message or a business message on the show, make sure you go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron and check that out.
And just get up on it. And thank you so much.
All right. Hit it. Griffin.
This final back to school Yahoo question was sent in by Jacob Locker. Thank you, Jacob. It's by Yahoo Answers user Vlad T, who asks, will a horse poop out a wallet, or will it get stuck somewhere in its digestive system?
I'm Justin McElroy.
In school.
I'm Travis McElroy.
The horse is in school. I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad.
Swear on the...
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.